Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, people still sometimes criticize President Obama for being an elitist, a Dijon mustard-eating, foreign name correctly pronouncing aristocrat. Well, it certainly didn't help him with those people when it was revealed that during the president's dinner date with his wife in Paris last weekend, he employed a person to do what?
Taste his food.
Exactly right. Much like Louis XIV of France, who, by the way, also campaigned on the slogan, "Change you can believe in," President Obama employs a food taster, a secret service officer who went into the kitchen of the fancy French restaurant, took a tiny bite out of each dish before it was served to the first couple, did not die, and then approved it. Now, we assume, before you get hard on President Obama, we assume that this is standard security procedure for all presidents. There were tasters who sampled President Clinton's Big Macs and his interns. There was... There were tasters who sampled President George Bush's Lunchables, but because this is President Obama, the taster was empowered not only to check for poisons, but also to detect inappropriate wine pairings and cliched platings.
Do you think this guy thought of that when he was going to, like, Secret Service Academy?
Yeah.
You got to go through the obstacle course, and now you got to do your marksmanship, and now you got to sit down and try five different flambés, because you never know.
Your only job is not to keel over.
Exactly.
Like, I could do that.
I'm just imagining them bring out an untested plate of foie gras or something, and the guy yells, "No!" Leaps in front of us.
In slow motion.
But what if he really likes it? It's like, "No, Mr. President, I don't think you should have this. I need another taste." I think.
As a Secret Service officer, you have to take cilantro for the president.
You do. Amy, those people like myself who are wondering when we get to buy our tickets for our vacation in space, we were struck another blow this week. A scientist says that even if long-distance space travel ever becomes practical, it would have what effect on the travelers?
It would make your fine lines and wrinkles get worse.
Actually, you're right. It would make you ugly. According to astrobiologist Dr. Lewis Dartness, exposure to zero gravity for long periods, well, let me put it this way. Heidi Klum gets on the spaceship, on the other end, out comes Shrek. Because what happens is, with no gravity, your muscles atrophy and your body compresses into a more ball-like shape, which is the first thing. The second thing that happens is fluid buildup in your skull will give you an awful misshapen look to your head. So it turns out, in the prequel to E.T. they're making, when he gets on his spaceship to come here, he's played by George Clooney.